This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil.
Residents of Bermuda are urged by forecasters to prepare and protect life and property ahead of Hurricane Paulette. The U.S. National Hurricane Center says Paulette is expected to grow into a dangerous storm as it approaches the territory Sunday. It has maximum sustained winds at 75 miles per hour, expected to intensify. It is the strongest in terms of winds of six disturbances the center is tracking in the Atlantic currently, and Gulf of Mexico as well. Tropical Storm Sally is threatening the Gulf Coast with dangerous storm surge, heavy rainfall, and strong winds. Two tropical depressions and two other disturbances were also at sea or in the Gulf. Tens of thousands of people have been displaced by wildfires in the states of Oregon, California, and Washington. Many more are living with air contamination levels at historic highs. The region's death toll has topped 30 and could increase sharply. It's an ominous harbinger of fall for the region that was the first to be hit hard by the coronavirus, and where there are cries for social justice and ringing out especially loud with protests in Portland for more than 100 days. California has borne the brunt of the death toll so far, as more than two dozen active major fires have burned thousands of square miles. A group of families, some of them sobbing, appealed for help Saturday in getting their relatives released in China. Mainland Chinese authorities detained their activist relatives last month as they tried to flee the city by boat to Taiwan. The local government's office said that 12 detainees are in what is called good physical condition. The arrests come as sweeping new national security laws imposed by Beijing in July took effect. Earlier, the Hong Kong chief executive, Carrie Lam, says the detainees have been arrested for breaking mainland law. This is VOA.